realization, if we consider it as pratyaksha agreeing with shabda, then it seems something which has to be repeatedly done again and again. Whereas realization is sometimes thought of as something which, once you get it stays forever. Yeah, both are true, because in the subtle body, which interfaces between what we are hearing from shabda or what knowledge acquired from shabda and what we are getting to pratyaksha, in the subtle body there is the mind and there is the intelligence. Both are there. So when the intelligence gets it, that is one level of illumination. Yeah, now I understood it. So sometimes some concepts we may not understand, but after some time we hear some answer, some point. Yeah, it's like an illumination. So when the intelligence gets it, that's also a big step forward. But a bigger step forward is when the mind gets it. That at least with my intelligence, I understand this is undesirable. Then I will try to resist it when the mind pushes towards that. If my intelligence itself is not convinced, then when the mind proposes, I'll immediately accept it. So intelligence accepting it is one level of, we could say, internalization or realization. And that requires repeated reminders. So we hear again and again, then we are reminded, and that we could use the word here, intellectual conviction. That stays and becomes stronger. But at a particular time, the mind gets it. Yes, there's not much pleasure here. So, for example, we might have been eating meat earlier, but now we don't feel allured by meat at all. What happened? The mind has got it. There's no pleasure over here. When the mind gets it, then at that time we move steadily in bhakti actually. So the mind getting it, once it gets it, it's more or less permanent at that time. So that level of realization is much deeper. And we also have got that level of realization in some cases, some things. But initially, at least, we cannot get that level immediately. At least we have to get the intellectual level realization. So it's like a three-step process. First, there is intellectual conviction. Then there is the practice of bhakti. And then there is the purification of the mind. So the intellectual conviction, that is also one level of realization. That is what, okay, there must be some truth in it. And by that, we apply ourselves in the practice of the process of bhakti. And once we get the higher taste of bhakti, then the lower taste of other things is exposed. And then, hey, there's nothing here. That's a deeper level of realization. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes. Yeah, yes. Last question.